Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network. We've got a good one planned tonight. I ran across another local talent, which is something we like to feature. So I'm cruising around on the Facebook the other day, and I stumbled across Matt Moran, who we have in the studio with us tonight. Hello, Matt.
Hello, and I'm happy you stumbled across me.
Did I get your name right?
Yes. All right. You're probably the only one ever to actually get it right. Usually it comes out some version of Moran or Moron.
Moron. I can see that. How was that growing up?
You know? It came over the loudspeaker a few times in school, but I think I was the only one that noticed it. I don't know. I like to say people try to church it up, but you know, realistically, I'm from Oklahoma. We pronounce the hard A. It's just Ran. More Ran.
Yeah.
We don't do the soft vowels or anything like that unless we're singing.
Exactly. So, tell me a little bit about growing up. Where were you born?
I was born in Weatherford, Oklahoma. I spent about 2 months there. We moved around a little bit when I was a kid. We lived in Sayre, Elk City, Lawton for a little bit. But I spent the most of my life in Altus. So I guess I kind of say I grew up there.
So what's your family background? You say you guys moved around a little bit.
Yeah. Well, my mom, she's an Oklahoma transplant. Her and my dad's a born and bred Okie. His family hails from Apache, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And that's as far back as it goes on the family history. Like, there's nothing beyond that. It ends at Apache. That's all anyone knows.
It's a short family tree.
Yes. We did not spend a lot of time in genealogy. Yeah.
Growing up in Oklahoma, I imagine your musical influence was kind of varied. Tell me a little bit about that.
So, one of the first things I ever remember listening to was my dad. He constantly played Bruce Springsteen. He was a huge Springsteen fan. Born to Run was one of the first records I really remember listening to. But he was also really into like Dwight Yoakam, Buck Owens, stuff like that. My grandmother, she always listened to George Jones. So I've always been a huge George Jones fan. They even played at her funeral, I think.
So you guys played George Jones at your grandmother's funeral?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She didn't play around. It was like that was the only music that they played because she was that big a fan.
That's great. So also in there, somewhere you picked up a guitar. Tell me a little bit about
that. I started playing guitar at about age 7. And I like to say I didn't actually start playing the guitar until I was about 13 because I kind of just, you know, for about 6 years there. And then I started writing songs when I was about 16. Just been kind of doing that ever since. But, you know, like I said, after high school, I did the music thing for a while. I actually toured around down into Texas, over to Florida, kind of doing that, playing some really grungy places.
Doing that solo or you were traveling with?
I was in a band.
Okay.
It was a band. We were, you know, I was 19, so it was a punk rock band because everybody does that at some point.
You know, there's...
Everyone's got their rebellious phase.
I do a little looking back on some of the country music artists and some of them who's maybe had strong family influences from country, like Hank Jr., his son.
Oh, Hank 3,
was over in the punk deal for a while.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so almost metal there to a point.
Yeah. And now he's kind of back.
Yeah. And I think that comes with, you know, when you're a teenager, you just got to get that, you got to get that angst out, man.
Right.
whatever causes it, I don't know, because there's not that much to be angsty about in Southwest Oklahoma.
Right. Well, you go through it and you figure it out, then you go.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then I got married and had 3 kids, at which point we decided to stop because that's more than enough. So, you know, they're 8, 6, and 3. So I've finally been able to get started doing this again because there's no more sleepless nights and
all right. Stuff. So we want to get into a song here and, the first one we want to do, I think, is before we get into the stuff you've written, we want to do a little cover. We're going to do a little tribute to a native Oklahoman here.
Yeah. Roger Miller, just down the road in Eric, Oklahoma. I think 30 minutes.
30 yeah, minutes give or take a little bit.
Pretty cool.
So you're going to do...
going to do the most famous Roger Miller song of all, King of the Road.
All right. We'll take a listen. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
trailers for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of pushing broom. By's the name of four-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Old suit and worn out shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Out of every engineer on every train. All the children and all of their names. I know every handout in every town. Every door that lane locked when no one's around. I'll put trailers for sailor rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of pushing broom buys. Hey, but 12-4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Of trailers for sailor rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've 2 hours of pushing broom buys. Hey, but 12-4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
All right. Well, hey, that was King of the Road. We're visiting with Matt Moran from Oklahoma, and I'm like, Altus? Is it Altus? Is it?
It's Mangum. Mangum's where I live. Altus is where I work.
All right.
But man, Mangum, we moved there like 5 years ago, and that's just kind of been home to me. It's kind of weird. Small little town. Have no real ties to it, but
as far as Mangum's claim to fame?
Mangum's claim to fame. Rattlesnake Derby. Yeah, we got that coming up next month. I think the only real famous person for Mangum was Brandon Looper.
Oh, okay. All right. So Mangum, Oklahoma, and then you start out in business in Altus.
Yeah, I was the publisher of the Altus Times for a little bit. That was an interesting experience.
Now you're an IT guy.
Yeah.
You get a lot of songs out of being an IT guy?
No, not particularly.
All right. Well, I just was curious. Cause
yeah, I wouldn't say it's an exciting profession.
All right.
But it pays the bills.
But somehow you did get into songwriting. So tell me kind of where that leap came from.
That actually, I was telling you, I started playing guitar at seven. Well, along somewhere in my teenage years, I started going to this guitar instructor. And the first lesson he ever talked to me, he said, "You ever written a song?" And I said, "No, I just play the thing. I have fun playing it." And like, that was it for him. He was like, "Nope, we're not going to work on anything for the rest of the time you're with me except for writing songs. You need to learn how to write songs."
Really?
Yeah. Because he said, I play in a bar band. He said, "The biggest mistake I ever made was not writing my own songs." Just because that was something that he always wanted to do. And I guess I was the guy that he was going to push that on.
All right.
And it worked out. I like doing it.
So what was the first song you ever wrote?
Oh, probably some god-awful love song. I can't remember. I mean, to be honest.
Fair.
They were all pretty bad for about 10 years.
I mean, nobody ever writes Stop Loving Her Today on their first try or whatever. So, yeah, I was hoping that was your answer, because if you wrote something that was really good, I was going to be so bummed out.
No, I didn't actually. I don't think I started writing good songs till sometime in the future. I'm still working on them.
It might be the next one.
Might be the next one. You never know.
But you did this punk rock tour through like Texas and Florida, and then you. Mm-hmm. So at what point did you get to like, I'm kind of done with the punk rock phase and start playing?
Man, that kind of ended. I guess really about the time I had my first kid. It was just kind of like, I don't have the energy for this anymore. I don't have the energy to go do all this and travel. And then I just kind of, you know, started going back to listening to what I listened when I was, you know, younger, a lot younger, and just kind of doing that. And I started collecting vinyl, which helped a lot. I love collecting old country records and just kind of getting that and being able to, you know, you always hear the hits on the radio, but being able to get into the deep track.
So the vinyl deal's kind of come back too. That's a pretty neat story.
Yeah, it has.
That's been another theme that's kind of come up here lately, because we actually have a vinyl record store in Shamrock now.
Really?
Yeah. It's really
cool. Wow. Yeah, there's one
down. Spin and Jenny's from the Department of Shameless Plugs right there. So.
I'm going to have to check that out, because, I mean, it's hard to find it. I mean, just up until a few years ago, you had to travel, at least from Mangum, you had to travel 2.5 hours to reach the nearest vinyl store.
Yeah, so that's been something that's been pretty cool. We want to get into one of the songs you've written and kind of tell us a little bit about which one you want to do, This House or...
Yeah, sure, that's a...
This House is kind of a little...
It's a short little tune.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of write some depressing music here. You know, I can't help it.
Tell me a little bit about it, and then we're going to play it for
Well, all right, so it's off this CD that I got. It's on mattmoran.bandcamp.com from the House of Shameless Plugs, as you guys put it.
Right, and we'll do that again at the end of the program.
So it's a set of 10 songs, and I guess, they're kind of depressing because I wrote it during this time period. It was a 2-year time period where I lost like 3 people that were really close to me, in my family. And it just sort of like, that was my way of like getting through it, was just writing these songs.
Okay. All right. Well, Matt, let's listen to a little bit of This House and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
I bought this house for her. I don't know what I'm gonna do. In a small lake town for her sits an empty living room that winter I learned what it really means to cry. He taught me how to stand by somebody's side. Christmas morning spent in the ICU. New Year's Day in a waiting room. This gospel song reminds me of his word. Singing Marty Robbins to a half-empty Baptist church. And he said, I bought this house for her. No, I don't know what I'm gonna do. In a small lake town for her.
All right. Well, the program is Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network, and we're visiting with Matt Moran from Mangum, Oklahoma. This House is that's a neat tune, but it reminds me a little bit of a Jason Isbell's type feel.
I am a big Jason Isbell fan. I won't lie about that.
All right.
So I won't complain that you're thinking of him when you're thinking of me.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of the feel I get for the song, some of the stuff that he's done. So.
Yeah, and I like this new crop of countries. I can't say that they're just coming out because they've been around forever, but they're just now starting to get the attention they deserve. You like Jason Isbell and John Moreland. He's from Oklahoma. He's pretty good.
Okay. And so you put Sturgill Simpson and some of those guys in that same deal? Are you familiar with his?
Yeah,
okay.
I try to play some of their songs when I go play at bars and whatnot, and I promise that song is sad, but when I play live, it's not depressing. I do play some fun songs there.
It's like, listen to Matt Moran and be depressed.
But... right. No, I want people, when I play live, I want people to have fun. I don't want them to cry in their beer.
So how many shows are you doing? Like,
I'm trying to do 1 to 2 a week. Of course, this weekend I'm off. But like next weekend I'm playing in Elk City. The weekend after that I'm playing in Elk City and then over in Snyder, Oklahoma.
So where are some of the places you play, like in Elk City? Or
Elk City, I'm playing at the Payzone Lounge. I'm playing at the End Zone. And then I'm also playing at the coffee shop over there, Major Bean.
Okay. So, Matt, talk a little bit about the last song we did was This House, and wanted to get you to do a little bit of Lost and Found. Tell me a little bit about it and kind of how you wrote it.
So the song Lost and Found, that's about it's about this time when I was like 15, went up to Wyoming and Montana. So my grandmother at the time wanted someone to go with her to follow the Lewis and Clark Trail. She's a huge history buff. But like that trip always stuck with me, just seeing all the stuff, seeing the Badlands of Wyoming. And she actually introduced me to a lot of the music that still influences me today. Like she introduced me to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. That was the first time I'd ever heard the song.
This was your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was the first time I'd ever heard the song Sunday Morning Coming Down, except sung by Kris Kristofferson, not Johnny Cash. But like hearing that music like the whole way was just really mind-blowing to me at the time. And so it's just one of those things.
My grandmother never introduced me to Bruce Springsteen. I think that's pretty cool.
Hey, man. Yeah, she was a pretty cool lady. She lived up in nowhere, Wyoming, and like race dogs. She had like 40 dogs out on her property. It was crazy.
So just tell us the name of the town, because I lived in Wyoming. So
okay, she lived outside Laramie, but closer to Centennial.
I lived kind of central west of Casper, about 100 miles, a little town called Shoshone.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're back on this song. We're talking about Lost and Found, I think. And
yeah.
We're talking about your grandmother being your influence and you guys.
Yeah, and we just had a blast going up, you know, just driving through all that country. It's beautiful there. Of course, it takes forever to get through Montana, but it's beautiful the whole way.
All right. We want to listen to a little bit of that, right. And then we'll be back with Matt Moran.
She came from Wyoming skies. She had mountains in her eyes. Colder weather in her veins. Things will never be the same. So Montana's on my mind. Nebraska changed my life. And those Badlands stay with me. Though I was just 15. Riding around, taking in the sight and sound. Explorers on the it around, discovering the lost and found. You, Lewis and Old Clark, you leave free to do as we please. So this Oklahoma plain is where you left your name. To those Beckham County stars, straight from my brother's arms, I'd give anything to drive thousand miles day and night. To the Columbia's last bend, to find out how it ends. Riding around, taking in the sight and sound, explorers on the air collides. Riding around, discovering and found you, Lewis and Old Clark and Lee. Free to do as we
studio with Matt Moran from Mangum, Oklahoma, visiting a little bit about kind of how you got started playing music and toured all over the
Southeast United States,
and then Southwestern Oklahoma. That was a good song. That one was called Lost and Found.
Thank you.
So, you know, that was really good. Another one you got on here is called The Call.
Yes.
Talk about it a little bit.
The Call. So my wife's grandfather had passed away, and it's just basically the story of, like, because he passed away really young. It was total shock. So it's just the story of that, like, few-day period where we were trying to process and deal with it and the whole family being together, basically.
How long have you and your wife been married?
Oh, gosh. We've been married 8 years.
Put you on the spot. So you got three kids.
Three kids. We've been married 8 years. Our daughter's 8 years old, so don't ask questions.
All right.
There's actually a funny story that goes with that. Oh, no. So, all right, I proposed to my wife on Christmas Eve, and, you know, everyone's all happy. Oh, congratulations, congratulations. And then the next day, we found out she was pregnant. So I, you know, get on the phone. I've got more good news. I call up, like, my dad. I call up my dad, and I say, hey, Dad, you know, Kaylee's pregnant. And he said, is that why you proposed to her? And I'm like, Dan, give me a little credit, Dad. If I was going to try and trick you, I'd wait a few days. I mean, come on.
That's good. So anyway, you wrote this song about her
grandfather passing
her
away.
Grandfather passing away. Okay. I want to take a few minutes and listen to The Call, and we'll be back with Matt Moran on Legends.
Came early in the morning, and it came without warning. Carolyn called and said he's gone. So pack your thing, come back home. And we cried. Down that stay. Didn't know what to think or what to do, so we just focused on getting through. I know you'll find the angels that you need down here. It's devils in our dream. I know you'll find your place among the stars. We'll keep searching till we are. Services are set for Monday. We'll all go to church on Sunday. Until then, we'll just sit in the dark, begging questions of the ark. We'll miss you more than you know. I wanted you to watch my children grow. Now my kids, they keep asking where you are. They're too young for a broken heart. I know you'll find the angel that you need down here. It's devils in our dreams. I know your place among the stars. We'll keep searching as who we are. And these cardinals, well, they haunt us every day. Those black and blue birds flying your way, living in shades of Greer County. Find the angels that you need down here. It's devils in our dream. I know you'll find your place among the stars. We'll keep searching as who we are. I know you'll find the angels that you need. Devils won't leave us be. I know you'll find your place among the stars. We'll keep searching as we are.
So we're in the studio. This is Lyrics and Legends visiting with Matt Moran. It's always fun to get somebody in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool song, though.
Thank you. Yeah, I got to get used to playing in a radio room. It is silent in here.
We try. So, Matt, kind of what direction are you headed with your music? Are you going to kind of keep writing? And
yeah, I'm actually...
Are you performing with a band now, or are you just doing...
No, I stick solo just because the time required in getting a group of guys together and being able to practice is just not something I don't have the luxury of a lot of times, especially because the guys I know live half an hour away from me.
Oh, right.
So, you know, coordinating that, and then, you know, my wife works, she goes to school, and it's all I can do just to be able to get away a couple times a week and go play somewhere.
Right. So most of the gigs you do are
solo.
And pretty local?
Yeah, pretty local. I try to stay within a couple hours just so I can get home before the kids wake up.
Right. You did another cover that I wanted to get to called The Good Year for the Roses.
Yes.
George Jones.
One of the greatest songs ever written, in my opinion.
We all have our favorites, and that is a good one. So, hey, I think we play that on 92.9. It's on our playlist. You said your grandmother's one of her favorite artists was George Jones.
So yeah. She, I mean, if you got in the van with her, it was George Jones and the smell of cigarette smoke. that's what's burned in my head from childhood. No, but yeah, I mean, she listened to it all the time.
So, Granny's going to take you riding around listening to George
That's
Jones.
Right.
Now, is this the same grandma that introduced you to...
No, different one.
Okay.
I just got lucky, man.
We're going to do Good Year for the Roses, and this is a George Jones cover.
I'll try to.
Matt.
And I'd like to say that no one can sing like George Jones, so I'm not going to try to.
Well, good. All right, well, let's listen to A Good Year for the Roses. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I can't stand the sight of lipstick on cigarettes in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, at least your lips caressed them as you passed. Lip ring on a half-filled cup of coffee poor didn't drink. At least you thought you wanted. That's more than I can say for me. It's been a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. And as you turn to walk away, and the door behind you closes, all that I can think to say, what a good year for the roses. In 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. Guess why we're not talking. There ain't much left to say that hasn't been said. Find a million thoughts go through my mind, but I haven't said a word. And I want babes crying. Comes from the bedroom, goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand up another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn away, and the door behind you closes, all that I can think to say, what a good year for the roses, and all that I can think to say, what
And the program's Lyrics and Legends. Man, Matt, that was really good. That was not exactly what I was expecting for a good year for the Roses, but I think you did a really good job.
That's what I said. I don't even try to do it like him. I just try to make it my own.
Yeah, I really like that. I think you did a good job. So I give you a thumbs up. Nobody can see me because we're on the radio. But talk a little bit about some more of your more modern-day influences. I know we talked a little bit about...
Yeah, we did. I'm a huge fan of the new crop of guys that are... and gals that are coming out and getting a little more recognition. Jason Isbell's obviously one. There's a guy from Oklahoma, John Moreland, who's really starting to blow up right now. He's probably one of the best songwriters to come out of our state. Just the way he writes is just, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah,
that's a pretty big statement.
I know, it Oklahoma, really is. But we got a lot of good guys.
A ton of good ones come out of Oklahoma.
And some of the female artists I've been listening to that are more modern. I'm a big fan of Margot Price.
Right.
And then Sarah Shook. She's really good. She hasn't quite gotten to that next level that some of those have, but if you have a chance, Sarah Shook is really good.
She's Oklahoma girl?
No, she's I think she's from North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. If you want to talk about Oklahoma girls, Carter Sampson, she's from Oklahoma. She's pretty good.
Well, and that's one thing we've tried to do with this program is to feature people that... or maybe regional or whatever that, you know, so many stations now, it's such a formula and you get the top 40 or whatever, pop, country stuff or whatever. So
yeah, it gets hard to listen to sometimes.
Yeah. So we kind of get off the map sometimes and dig up people like Matt Moran.
No, I appreciate you for digging me up. I'm happy to be here, man.
We get to listen to it. I know a lot of our listeners really enjoy it too, because they get to hear stuff that they don't normally get to hear that way. And one of the songs you wrote is a song called Take You Dancing. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so Take You Dancing, that's kind of it's not necessarily about me per se, but it's about I'd say a lot of people and a lot of relationships I've known that it's partially autobiographical, but it's mostly about that point you come to sometimes in a relationship where you basically have to say, you know, it's put up or shut up time. We've either got to get serious about this in life, or we got to, you know, go our separate ways or whatever it is.
So when did you write this? Has it been a while?
I wrote this, gosh, it's been about 3 years, man. It's been 3 years. Wow. Time flies.
So it was after you were married to, yes. I was thinking maybe you were thinking you were telling her to put up or shut up.
No.
No connection. Okay.
No. More than anything, she'd be the one telling me to
put up or shut up. There you go.
She's the one that's driven every major decision in our relationship.
It generally happens that way, though. Men like to think they're kind of the drivers
my wife is, she is the ultimate inspiration and damn race car driver.
Oh, wow. You want to play Take You Dancing for us?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a listen to this. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I felt a crack in the earth. Can say we'll stop this hurt. Nothing stops this voice in my head. So pass the Loretta and cigarettes. Honey, we could start to face the truth. Take you dancing, and you could take me home. Wind up in the same place that we've been all along. We could park this truck and find out who we are. See if we got the guts to will be more than falling stars. Oh, I could take you dancing, and you could take me home. Oh, wind up in the same bed, but all alone. I can't stop this rain coming in. Got to pay for our sins. The water's rising up above the porch. God sent a flood to our front door. And honey, we could start to face the truth. Always do. And I could take you dancing, and you could take me home. Wind up in the same place that we've been all alone. We could park this truck and find out who we are. To be more than falling stars. Oh, I can take you dancing, and you can take me home. Oh, wind up in the same bed, but all alone. And I can take you dancing, and you can take me home.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network. Well, anyway, we're visiting with Matt Moran. Matt, this has been really fun. We've got a few more we're going to do before we get out of here, but it's kind of been fun getting to know who you are.
I had a great time.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened in one of your gigs that you've been playing?
Oh, man, I've played some weird, weird gigs.
Now, see, this is gonna get good.
If you want to get back to like my punk rock days, I've played some weird gigs. I played one gig, I'm not kidding you, it was actually in Amarillo. I played, and the first band was, or we played first, and after that was a sort of dance rocky band, whatever. And now, mind you, this was in like a warehouse sort of vibe. It was strange. And so there's this dance rocky band, and the power keeps going out on them, and they get all mad about it. Anyway, the next band comes up, and I kid you not, the next band all put on like pig masks. For whatever reason. I don't know. They put on pig masks, and they had one guy that literally just played a crash cymbal. That was his whole job. And then at that point, we said, hey, can we get our, you know, $100? We're getting out of here.
That wasn't a band called Texas Crossroads, was it?
Was it at Left Woods?
No, this was like, seriously, like, wait. I don't even remember how we got hooked up with it. It was literally like an abandoned warehouse. The people that ran it like slept there and everything. It was weird.
In Amarillo. Wow.
Yeah. Apparently it may have been a place called Left Woods.
It's always good to ask. We've had some funny stories about asking people what one of the strangest things that happened, and like having the sheriff walk in, shoot a hole in the ceiling and tell everybody they have to go home and different things. So,
yeah, but, you don't have Johnny Grayson B.
Yeah, you don't have Johnny B, but that's a good story. So, now you've got another song on here entitled Saturday Nights. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this song is basically just about what your Saturday nights become like after you have kids. That transition of being like having fun in your 20s and then you have kids in your 20s and you're like, oh, well, this is new and not as exciting.
All right, this has got to be fun. We're going to take a listen to Saturday Nights. We'll be back in a minute with Matt Moran.
Soul. souls on a Saturday night. Lucky bloomers, bleeding cardinals in flight. We were born birds on a wire. Saturday night. Slamming screen doors in the middle of the night. Mary's dress waving, flags drenched in white. We were born on the 4th of July.
All right, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We got Matt Moran from Mangum, Oklahoma in the studio with us. Matt, we were having a good time. I really appreciate you taking time to
I appreciate you inviting me.
Come to Shamrock, Texas, all the way from Mangum. How long did it take you to drive over?
Well, I drove from Altus, which is where I work. I'm going to confuse you with the Mangum and Altus thing.
I know. Here we go again.
It was about an hour and a half from Altus, so it's about an hour from Mangum. So it's not too bad.
So what you have to do going home is tune in to 92.9 and see how far down
exactly, because I think your coverage area cuts off like right before Mangum, because I probably was trying to pick it up the other day.
We're pretty excited to have you over and get to visit with you a little bit. Here's, I love the music, by the way.
Thank you.
I think it's really great.
This place is a pretty cool little town.
Shamrock's rocking. We have time for about one more tune here. This one's going to go right to my heart, get to a little Ernest Tubb here. Oh, yeah. So. Talk about this a little bit. Why'd you choose Ernest Tubb?
Because Ernest Tubb's my favorite country singer of all time. Just basically, like, when you listen to Ernest Tubb and you listen to anything else, it all goes back to that guy. Like, the way he influenced people, it all goes back there. And one of my favorite things about Ernest Tubb is he's, like, one of the only guys that, even on his records, like, calls out his backing musicians. And I love that.
Right. Yeah, probably he and Bob Wills were pretty well known for
It was just great.
All right, well, let's listen to You're going to do Walking the Floor?
Walking the most famous one.
All right, absolutely.
I'm going to play it a little bit different than Ernest does. I'm going to slow it down just a little bit because I don't have a snare drum and a stand-up bass with me, so it sounds a little funny if I'm just...
But we'll listen to your version of Walking the Floor.
I don't change it too much.
All right.
Walking the floor over you. Can't sleep away, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying, my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. You left me and you've gone away. You said that you'd be back just that day. You broke in your promise, you left me all alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. Can't sleep awake, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying, my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. One day you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. It won't hurt you to walk, dear, and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I loved you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep awake, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying, my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
That was Matt Moran. I thought I was like channeling Ernest Tubb there a little bit.
Yeah, trying to.
Great song. Man, I appreciate you coming over so much. You don't know what it means for us to...
No, you don't know what it means
for me. You guys
to
come over and visit with us and play some music and get to... Get a little feel of that Oklahoma twang.
Yeah, Oklahoma sad boy country. That's what I call it.
Matt, so if somebody wanted to see where your next gig was going to be or maybe check out booking you, tell us how from the Department of Shameless Plugs how to get a hold of Matt Moran.
All right. So the first way would be Facebook, facebook.com/Matt Moran Music. If you just go into Facebook, type in Matt Moran Music, there my pretty little face will be.
That's where I found you.
So. Yeah. And, also, you can download my music for free at mattmoran.bandcamp.com. It does give you the option to tip me for that music if you'd so like.
So don't forget to tip your musician.
Tip your musician.
Your waiter or your musician.
yeah, and to plug, I guess, my next show, it's going to be Major Bean Coffee in Elk City.
All right. Well, Matt, we sure appreciate you coming over and... So we want to give you an open invitation if you're in Shamrock to come back by the Legend Studios and hopefully be seeing you do some stuff live here soon. Thanks for coming in. Looking forward to hearing you soon and we'll be looking forward to seeing you again next time.
This has been another edition of
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.